banana, chocolate, and peanut butter.
Where's your cut out of Deshaun?
It's good.
Huh?
Where's your cut out of Deshaun?
It's in the locker room. Just something to have fun with. I sent it to him. He was laughing about it. It was, you know, we're good friends. It's a little joke.
How would you do this press conference right now?
Huh?
How would you do this press conference?
Man. It depends on the type of game you had.
Deshaun, we never got to see Chip's offense with Macklin playing the way he is and Deshaun on the field together. What do you think that would have looked like?
Just a lot of big plays, a lot of space, a lot of yards. That's what I would think. But, you never know.
Have they been doing anything different with you down in the red zone? I mean, it seems like Polk's maybe getting a few more touches down there.
I
saw you block for Sproles at one.
And some of the short yardage stuff, Pope's obviously the more powerful back. So they've been letting him get some of the runs, short yardage, in a couple of games, and especially last game.
Are you okay with that?
He's not getting all of them, but if that helps the team, that's what I'm going to do. This is some plays where I've seen, third and one type of situation where if I was in there, I probably wouldn't have got it. Where I see him kind of hit a guy, drag a guy, and get in there. So it's hard to be selfish when a player that, like Pope, can use him to do some type of things.
In 2011, I believe, you led the NFL in third and one conversions, too.
Well, I didn't say I can't do it. but I'm being honest and saying that there's some plays where I've seen maybe a play where I probably couldn't have got out of, or probably got on my legs and dragging him and running over a guy. So, just to be honest. But I'm not saying I can't do it.
The last few games, the offense has really not gone smoothly early. You've been off three and out. Has there been a lot of focus on that this week, and what needs to happen to stop that pattern?
Just watching the tapes over the last couple of days, or weeks, I should say, it's been a lot of just small mistakes. Maybe, in the play, not developing how it should, and little things. And we need that to get going with this offense. This offense is really meant to be driven off of tempo and them type of things. And for order that to happen, we got to, make plays. We got to get the first down, just to start making plays and changing, different personnel to get going, to really run our type of up-tempo type offense.
Shady, after you guys warmed up today, that first couple of drills, Chris was in and you weren't. Hasn't been normal. You usually are there.
Oh, you talking about the come on, man. That's like we rotate all the time. You talking about the beginning of the practice? I mean, that's what you asked me. Is he starting? I didn't. Deuce pulled me out. Sproles wasn't in either. Was he starting over both of us? No, it's just we rotate. Getting a little carried away, man. Like, come on.
Does it seem like that game against the Redskins, the previous game was like a million years ago now?
Oh yeah, I think the situation we're in now, we need wins, and they're a team where they're trying to finish the season out, and I've been there. I know that type of role. You want to play hard, but you probably got your flights already scheduled where you're going, so we're fighting for something. So it's a little different situation. So I think the old game we played them when Deshaun came here, it was so big and hyped up. I think to now it's just like, we're going there just to win the game. We don't have any nothing against him or RG3, none of that stuff. We just want to win the game, get out of there.
They did a pretty good job against the run game, but you guys also lost like three offensive linemen that game. Totally different circumstances up front.
Today we're watching that tape and just laughing how the whole line was like so many different guys up there. And they did a good job. But I think this game will be a little different. Have everybody kind of back, and do what we do best for running the ball. And then try to get the first down, second first down, and start running our offense.
So where's that Deshaun cutout head from? I mean, why is that in the locker?
You happen to have something like that?
Somebody brought it in there, and he was just messing around with it.
Now, what was his reaction? You said
after two losses, I'm trying to do something to get guys laughing, loosen up a little bit, get back to winning. having that good spirit around here. So that's what it really was meant for.
Does Sean have a shady head
somewhere? No, he probably does. I know him. He has something cooked up. Yeah, he'll get one.
Have you worked on your Deshaun impression over the years?
I mean, I know it so well. You know.
Okay. So, good. Thanks, guys.